the church today? Everybody okay? You good? You're a bit quiet this week. Is everybody okay? Are you okay, Joanne? Praise God, you're blessed. Amen. So, isn't God good? I'm going to give you two sermons. One sermon in two parts. So, this week and next, I'm going to bring in part one, part two. And the title is, I'm in the middle of the valley. And if you have your Bibles with you, if we could turn to Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones, and he led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." And then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life, and then you will know that I am the Lord." And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live." And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life, and they stood up on their feet, a vast army. And then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves, bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land, and then you will know that I am the Lord, and the Lord have spoken and I have done it, declared the Lord." Hallelujah. I want you to take that scripture and take it to yourself, because I believe God is about to change some situations in this place, some situations in your life. I'm believing that right now. And so I was asking God what I should speak another week. And I need another prophetic revelation. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said to me, just encourage the people's faith. And I'm saying to God, I was having this conversation, I says, "Oh, Lord, not faith again. Because I've spoken on faith countless times. Lord, give me a break. But then I was led by the Spirit of God to this chapter in Ezekiel 37. And I was saying, Lord, I've spoken on the subject of dry bones before. But you know, as I began to read the chapter, I hadn't gone too far before the Holy Spirit began to bring revelation. And I believe this is what God, you hold on to your seat, because God is going to speak to some of you in this place this morning. Verse 1 and verse 2 says, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. I have come this morning specifically to encourage you, to encourage somebody's faith. Perhaps your faith needs encouraging. Do you know that there are times when we're in some grave, we find ourselves in some grave situations. Has anyone ever got yourself into a situation? You say to yourself, I don't know how I even got here. Has anybody ever been there? How on earth did I find myself in this situation? It was never intended. I've often said that to myself. I don't understand why I'm here. I should not be here. And this word, grave, means so much to so many of us. Many of us live it daily. It speaks of death and dying and decay and the end, whether in the natural or in the spirit. Many of us are in grave situations. And if I was to stop this sermon right now for 1 minute and ask you to think about the grave situation that you are in, or situations, 1 minute would not be enough. We get into all kinds of situations as believers, and some of them are not good at all. But here is the encouraging part. Maybe, just maybe, the situation that you are in, maybe God has got you in it. The bad situation that you can see that you're in, and it looks as if everything is falling apart. Maybe, just maybe, God has got you there. Now, some of you are going, whoo. Perhaps the situation I'm in right now, perhaps it's God. And it makes you feel a little bit better, isn't it? If you know that God took you there. It makes you feel a little bit more at ease because you said, oh gosh, God got me there. So, you know, it should be okay. Many of us will blame the devil for the situation or situations that we're in right now. But the devil is not to be blamed. I think we give him too much credit. Many of the situations that we're in, we said, oh, it's that old serpent. That's what my mother used to call him. And I guess a lot of the times it wasn't him at all. We beat him up too much. Because all he's doing actually, he's doing his job. Maybe the grave situation that you find yourself in is for the glory of God. God got you in it. And if God's got you in it, he's going to get you out of it. For his glory and for his glory alone. Yeah. And this great prophet Ezekiel that we just read about, he is the mouthpiece of God. God speaks to him. He has a great relationship with God. He has great revelations. He has visions. He has conversations with God. God shows him lots of stuff, lots of things. In fact, we read at the beginning of his book, the book of Ezekiel. He's a prophet. He's also a priest. He's also known to be peculiar, mainly because of the symbolic, vivid imagery that he portrays in his writings. Because at the beginning of his book, the opening chapter, he said, one day actually, I was just sitting by the river Chebar and the heavens opened and I have a vision of God. Wouldn't you love to have visions of God? Wouldn't you? Sitting in your living room and the heavens open and God appears and you have conversations with him. Wouldn't you love that? What a life. But this was Ezekiel. Wouldn't you love to be in the place where God is appearing to you and you're having visions of him? Visions mean a prophetic revelation. And we need to be having visions. I'm going to tell you, we need to be having visions today. It's a requirement of the church. Because without it, we as believers will perish. We need prophetic revelation. We need God to speak to us again. We need to see him and hear him. Proverbs 29:18, which you all know very well, which says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. To perish means we are cut off. We die, especially in a violent and sudden way. You see how important vision is for your life. You will not survive without it. Oh God, give us vision in this generation. The prophet Joel in Joel 2:28 says that God says in the last days, and I believe that's where we are right now in the last days, he says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. God, give us vision. Ezekiel, on another occasion, at the end of chapter 2 and in the beginning of chapter 3 of Ezekiel, God appears to him again and hands him a scroll written front and back, and God gives him the scroll and tells him to eat it. And he says, when I ate it, it was sweet. What that's saying is that the word of God to who partakes of it, it is sweet. I don't know if you experience that, but when you actually get into the word of God and you delve into the word of God, it is sweet to your spirit. Yes, it is. Ezekiel, this great prophet, he has a great relationship with God. He's living in the spirit. But on this one day, he's taken from the mountaintop and God leads him into the middle of a graveyard. In the midst of, God takes him from where he was very comfortable, and God leads him into the midst of death. God doesn't even take him on the edge or so that he can just look in and see what is going on. But God takes him, the Bible says, into the middle of the graveyard, into the middle of death. God tells him to prophesy. Have you ever been in the middle of death where it seems as if there is no way out? There is no way back. Everything around you, the situation is dead. It's actually so dead that it's dry, it's decaying. I've come to tell somebody that if you're in that situation, God is able to bring life. Hallelujah. God is able to bring life to dead situations. All God needs to do is just breathe upon it. And all we need to do is to prophesy into it. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17 speaks of Abraham, known as the father of faith. He says, it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hallelujah. It was amazing to me as I began to read Matthew chapter 3. And here Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River. And the Bible says that straight away, he comes out of the water. And the Bible says that the heavens opened. The heavens opened. And God began to speak and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then the Holy Spirit came upon him, sat upon him. And for me, when I was reading this for me was like a picture of heaven. It was beautiful. And I'm expecting, as I'm turning the page into chapter 4, that Jesus coming out of this situation would just be taken up into the heavens. But the Bible says that God led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. How does that work? From heaven into hell, in a way, into temptation in front of the devil, from the presence of God into the presence of Satan, from heaven to hell, from church to prison, from peace into the eye of the storm. How does it work? Was it Satan's doing? Hello? God did it. God did it for his glory. To overcome the devil with the word and to inspire us and give us reference for us to know that we can overcome the devil with just the word. He's defeated with the word of God. Is it possible that the anointing can take you into a wilderness? Is it possible that the glory of God can take you into a dry place? Is it possible, after flying so high, that the same God that took you into the mount on the mountaintop can bring you down, way down, into the valley? Is it possible that God, who is life himself, could carry you down to the epitome of death? Is it possible? Yes, it is. But he will do it for his glory. God has got to get something out of it. He will not put you in a situation for you to have a hard time, but he is doing it because he wants glory out of it. And some of you are in a situation right now. I've come with a prophetic word that God says he brought you into it and he's going to get you out of it. Get ready, get ready. This is what God is doing. This is the word of God for this season. I know some of you are in a place right now where you think, what is going on, God? Sit down and have a think. How did I get here? Was it the devil or was it God? God. I come to tell somebody today that God got you in it, because there is a glory that is coming out of it. Hallelujah. Is it possible? Yes, it is. It's interesting that today the hand of the Lord, today the hand of the Lord could be upon you. Just like he was upon Ezekiel. Use you in great ways. Heal the sick. This is reality, saints. Raise the dead. Casting out demons. Today you're living on the mountaintop, but tomorrow you could be in the valley. I'm speaking to some people here. Tomorrow you could be in the valley. Tomorrow you could be knowing death or decay or experience dryness and emptiness and depression. Mountaintop today, valley tomorrow. But I tell you something, he will always do it for his glory. If there is anything that you remember about this message, remember this. Whatever situation God has led you into, it will be for his glory, and he will be there with you. Whatever you are going through, God is there with you. What a comfort. Wherever he leads you, he's going to be there with you. Some of you are in the valley right now. There's death all around you. It's dark. It's painful. And it's hopeless, and you cannot see a way out. But be encouraged. If God has led you there, he's going to lead you out. Hallelujah. Some of you are saying, oh, but that thing that I got, this is a prophetic word. I just want you to know. Because there's some people that I'm speaking to. If you listen very, very carefully, you'll hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Some of you are saying, but that thing that I got myself into, I'm not sure that it was God who led me into it. You know that thing. But I've got to tell you that even if God didn't lead you into it, and for some unknown reason, you've ended up in it. Because we get ourselves into, the reality is, Christians get ourselves into all kinds of situations, ridiculous, helpless, hopeless situations. It's not just for the world, but the church as well. We get ourselves into difficulties, into strange situations. We never listened to God. It wasn't the devil. It wasn't our wives or our husband. It wasn't your children. It wasn't your neighbor. Because, you know, we love to blame, don't we? Was not me. But I've got to say to somebody, even if you got yourself into a situation that you was not meant to be in, this is a prophetic word for somebody, God is saying, because you are a child of God, he says that he's going to turn that thing that you are in out for your good. Somebody should be clapping for that. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because I know, you see, the Spirit of God, he speaks to me. I'm a little bit like Ezekiel. You know, I get into revelation. God says to me, this is happening, that is happening. I've come to tell somebody today, you're never meant to be in that situation. But God says, even though you're in it, and you wasn't meant to be in it, he says, I'm going to get you out of it. Hallelujah. I'm going to get you out of it. Because we know, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Don't let the devil threaten you because of the situation that you're in. Oh, God says, you didn't know what you were doing when you got into it. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, if you're ready, God says he's going to take you out. Yes. Yes. You see, King David, he expresses this whole thing very, very well. He writes in the Psalm 23, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He didn't want for anything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Does anybody want to be there? Amen. For his name's sake. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. But then he goes on. In the next breath, he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. On one hand, he's on the mountaintop doing very, very well, thank you. Anointed to be king of Israel, killing a lion and a bear with his bare hands, defeating Goliath, winning battles. But on the other hand, that you were in. God says, if you're ready, he's going to take you out. Amen. You ask Elijah, the great prophet. You know, we sing about him, don't we? These are the days of Elijah, declaring the words of the Lord. Elijah, prophet and miracle worker. He killed 800 prophets one day. And then the next day, he's running in the desert. Hiding. Saying, I've had enough of this church. I've had enough of church people. They've done my head in. I'm heading south. Just because a woman by the name of Jezebel says, I'm going to kill you. He's just killed 800 prophets. And then he's running from a little woman, but I don't know the size of her. He is running from this woman. He's on the mountaintop. He's on Mount Carmel one day, and he's in the desert the other. Have a word with Lazarus. He's not here right now, but when you see him in glory, have a word with him. The Bible says that the whole family, this is what the Bible says, is loved by Jesus. Jesus is in his house 24/7. Eating food, having conversation. The Bible says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He loved this whole family. Mary is the perfume that she's worked for. The Bible says that it's when you calculate, it's worth a year's salary. She pours it on his feet. Wipe his feet with her hair. But then the one who he loves, Lazarus, is sick. And they sent word to Jesus and they said, you know, please come and heal him. Because we know who you are. We know that you're the great healer. And Jesus doesn't even respond. The Bible says that he stayed where he was an extra 2 days. What kind of a God is that? Led him to his death. The people around his tomb are saying, we can't understand this. Because his friend, the one who he loves, he opened the eyes of the blind. Surely he could have prevented him from dying. And Lazarus laid in the tomb for 4 days, smelling his body rotting away. It was Jesus who allowed him to die. That's the reality. It was Jesus who allowed him to die. It was Jesus who led him to his death. Around the dinner table one day, in the tomb the next. Can I say? But all of this was for the glory of God. For he led him into the tomb. Yes, but he led him out of it for his glory. For the glory of God. Some of you are dead right now in the tomb, and the situation that you're in looks impossible. But I hear the voice of God saying, come out, come out, come out of it. Come out of it. Miracle working God is right here. The God who took you in it. It's for his glory. It's for his glory. It's for his glory. So that he will be glorified. So the devil can see this is God. So that people around you can see this is God. This is God's doing. It looked impossible. But I have a God who makes all things possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, coming right to the end, try feeling, please. Please stand to your feet. Somebody, I've just brought this simple message because God says all I need to do this morning is encourage your faith. Somebody in this place is coming out of the valley of death. God says you're coming out. You've been in that situation for so long. But he says all you need to do is prophesy. Speak to the situation. And he says, as you speak, I will breathe. I will breathe on it. He says, I will breathe on the situation. But he says, if you have faith enough, he says, you can prophesy into it. And he says, I will bring you back to life. I will turn situations around for you. Because you are my people. You are my people. My chosen generation. Your situation right now is full of dry bones. And they're very, very dry. See, bones are normally associated with death. We have 206 of those bones in our bodies. And if for some reason you're seeing your bones, it means that you're in trouble. It means that you're in trouble. I don't know what bones you are looking at the moment. The dry bones of death that has been spoken over you. I'm bringing back to life, God says. Dry bones of sickness. God says, if you believe, you will receive your healing. Dry bones of disappointment. God says, it's going to turn things around for you. Dry bones, dry bones, dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord.
Lord, the sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth, miracle worker, King of kings, Lord of lords, the one who conquered death and the grave, the one who rose from death to life, miracle worker, promise maker. He says, if you believe, your dry bones will turn to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba. Yeah. Waymaker. Miracle worker. Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. If there is somebody, I'm going to be prophetic right now. If there's somebody that needs a word from God, I'm going to ask you to come very, very quickly. I'm not going to stretch this out. If you need a word from God, I'm asking you to come. I'm just going to prophesy over you. And as I prophesy, God is going to breathe life into you. Your situation is about to change. These are not my words, but these are the words of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, speak life into your situation. I declare, saith God, that as you fix your eyes upon me and you by faith begin to believe, God says, as you believe, it will come to pass. Keep strong, keep your eyes focused. Me, God says, the miracle, God says, my sister, come here. The miracle is about to happen. God says, he's seen you. You've been on your face crying night and day.